I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. New England is home to thousands of dams that have fallen out of use, a legacy of our industrial past. The dams can be a liability for owners and municipalities who have to maintain them or pay for their removal, which in turn can upset people who've come to rely on their impoundments for recreation. But as Fred Bever from Maine Public reports, a couple of 20-something entrepreneurs see potential in old dams in the form of renewable energy and profit.
The Goose River runs roughly 9 miles from Maine's Swan Lake to meet the sea in the state's mid-coast area. Along the way, it passes through several dams and impoundments built more than a century ago to power a leatherboard mill, including this dam, now owned by a company called Goose River Hydro.
This is the original turbine. This turbine drove a big flywheel and belt pulley system that supplied mechanical power to the mill that was here.
Company co-founder Nick Cabral is a trim 25-year-old marine engineer. He and business partner Nick Bernier have been working 6 years to rehabilitate the river's moldering dams and bring them into service as hydroelectric plants. This summer, Cabral was the sole occupant of a ramshackle mill building they've converted into living quarters. His partner was at sea, working the engine room of a tramp ship. Despite their youth, the partners believe their training, willingness to put in sweat equity, and a $200,000 private loan could give them a chance in the energy industry.
And we had just enough knowledge about electricity to be dangerous, so we put all that stuff together and thought, yeah, if we can, you know, fix a ship that's bobbing and floating around in the ocean, we could probably fix a stationary piece of machinery, you know?
Well, let's go take a look at it, what do you say?
Yeah, we can go check it out. So this is called Mason's Dam.
Mason's is a few miles upstream from the mill where Cabral lives. It's a small dam, maybe 15 feet tall, sloping down from a clear holding pool to the rock-strewn stream below.
And it's a good example of a lot of the dams throughout Maine. It's stone masonry. This facility was used to manufacture axe handles.
Now the dam manufactures electricity. At its base, a big culvert-style, rust-colored tube called a penstock carries water from the dam down to the turbine system. Inside the powerhouse, Cabral shows off two turbine units built 30 years ago by an earlier hydro entrepreneur, now rehabbed by Cabral and his partner. Painted blue, big as refrigerators and shaped like torpedoes, the turbines shake and rattle like a hard-working combustion engine, although, of course, no fossil fuels involved.
The power of the river.
So how much energy is running out of there right now?
So right now we're producing between 38 and 45 kilowatts. And so that fluctuates based upon the water level in the head pond above.
Cabral thinks of rain as pennies from heaven. The more water in the run of the river system, the more energy to be captured. And under a 20-year contract approved by state regulators, sold to the local utility at above market rates. And you can add on credits state policy provides to incentivize renewable energy generation. Still, even going full bore, these turbines alone would earn roughly $6 an hour, hardly enough to justify the heavy upfront acquisition, rehab, and licensing costs Goose River Hydro is incurring. Which is where, a few miles downstream, this concrete dam comes in.
Just watch your footing.
More than 200 feet wide and 20 feet tall, it's the key to quadrupling the overall project's capacity.
This is definitely, I think, the gem of the project.
The penstock at the dam's base was designed to deliver some 40 cubic feet of water per second to a powerhouse below, although it's not handling the gushing supply so well right now.
There's all these little pinhole leaks all over the penstock itself. You have some larger holes, which is where you're seeing a lot of that water come through.
Cabral estimates it will take some $500,000 to rehab and retrofit this part of the system. There will be a lot of regulatory hurdles along the way, including an assessment of the project's effects on historic fish runs. But Cabral says it should be online by 2020. With dozens more smaller dams in Maine in need of refurbishment, he hopes the Goose River project will provide an example for other young entrepreneurs.
With our growing old population, we've got to figure out a way to keep people in Maine and keep our economy moving forward. And hydropower is one of those good ways to do it and also play nice with the environment at the same time.
When the project's fully operational, Cabral estimates it will produce more than $120,000 revenue annually. And this is far from his only plan for old dams in Maine. Cabral's also working to patent a sort of snap-on turbine system that would make it easier for municipalities and private owners to rehab the decaying mill-era dams that dot the region and capture enough energy to at least pay for their own upkeep. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.